This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Mm-hmm. What's your good news?
My good news, Allie, this has not happened in, without exaggeration, probably 3 years.
Yeah.
The last three nights in a row, I have slept 6.5 hours or more.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
What time do you normally go to bed?
My entire life, I've never slept much. I've always been like a 4 or 5 hour night, 3, 4, 5
but
hours.
But you nap.
But no,
you'll nap for hours.
No, no. I'll maybe take a 30.
So if you nap, you don't sleep at night?
If I take like more than a 30-minute nap during the day, I won't sleep at night. So I got to keep my naps.
At all?
No, I mean a couple hours, 2, 3 hours, yeah.
So you go to bed at like 1?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh my God.
A lot of times, yeah. And that's been my entire life, from elementary school
you
on.
You and Owen should talk about anxiety and why you don't sleep. Might be something there.
It's one of those things, you're tired all day, and then you lay down, and all the world comes to your thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just always said I was a night person.
Me too. I've always been a night owl my entire life, and then 11 years ago, I start doing a morning radio, and I'm like, oh, let's switch it up. My body will get used to it.
Getting up every day.
But then you're like, oh, my body will get used to it 11 years later, and I'm like, no, your body
doesn't.
So you
got 6 hours of sleep. That's your good news.
I got 7.5 last night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, it was damn good.
My parents are leaving today. That's my good news. Stan and Nancy have worn out their welcome.
Speaking of anxiety and stress.
Oh, I mean, you don't even get me started. Oh, no. This will go straight from good news to really horrible, traumatic childhood memories. Listen, here's the deal.
I'm just going to sit back. Go ahead.
Like you didn't know this. No, I mean, come on.
I do know, but I don't want to poke
Jesus.
The bear.
So they've been here for over a week. They stayed an extra day because of the hurricane because they live in Florida. They're leaving tonight, cross your fingers. Not that I don't love my parents. I just can't live with them anymore.
Amen.
I'm a grown-up. They drive me crazy. So I'll happily take them to the airport later, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. There's our good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. The Packers back tonight. First game of the season against the Bears.
The opening game of the season.
Yes, and the coach, the hot coach, Matt LaFleur. Oh, he's so hot. He has had it with everyone asking him about the audible thing with Aaron Rodgers. He said, leave me the hell alone.
Because
you guys have asked about it way too many times.
Yeah, but with the new coach, the new regime, they're wondering, is Aaron going to be able to pretty much call his own plays? If he doesn't like what's on the field, can he call an audible?
He had said he wanted Rodgers to have more power on the field and that he could change things, that he was okay with that. And then he said he started getting annoyed because that's all people will ask him. He said, you guys won't stop with the audible thing.
Come on!
He said, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What do you want me to say? He feels like he's answered it over and over and over.
That's because he has answered it over and over and over.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, he will be playing tonight. He better be playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pumped about the Bears-Packers game. We're in our Packers stuff today.
Right. We're going to go down to Lambeau Field South tonight. We're going to kick that bear butt, dang nabbit.
Dude, I got to tell you, the children's park they have built outside of Lambeau is unbelievable.
Oh, I still haven't been
to
Lambeau.
Well, first of all, you climb all these stairs up high at the stadium, and then you're looking down over this sick field that's like really a playground.
Yeah.
It's just cool. A friend of mine went there this summer and took the kids, and they were playing all over. You could take the kids there for hours
to
Lambeau and like have them play on this crazy. Google the playground by the Lambeau.
Well, now I got something to do during the commercial
you'll
break.
Be shocked.
Here.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's Kiss FM.
Go Pack. Go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, The Rock just got married, and he's on his honeymoon, and he's already left his honeymoon early. That's how in love they are.
Oh, my God. What's the deal?
No, he left, of all people, to cover for Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart got into a car accident.
Yeah.
And then The Rock was out there in Hawaii trying to do his thing. And he said, I got to go, and I got to go cover for Kevin Hart because he's got an injury. His big daddy's going to step in.
Is that a quote from The Rock?
When my son Kevin Hart for real goes down with an injury, his big daddy steps in, unquote. He said, I did leave my honeymoon early. Lauren approved because she loves Kelly. Talking about the Kelly Clarkson show. That's where he's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
And now me and Kelly are new best friends. He was going to the Kelly Clarkson show, which is where Kevin Hart was supposed to be. The Rock stepped in to be on it. And Kevin Hart, we talked about, got into a bad car accident on Sunday. He was in the passenger seat in his really nice car.
Yeah.
He had to be rushed into back surgery. He's going to be okay. But The Rock stepped in. I don't know. I mean, do you leave your honeymoon to go cover for a friend? That's a great question. That might be a real topic on this show one
Seriously,
day.
Seriously, though.
That's why I don't know.
Are there tens of millions of dollars at stake? Because with Kevin Hart and The Rock, it's big business.
Well, then what's your marriage worth?
That's tens of millions ridiculous. Of dollars. I mean,
that's got a money value on it too.
Of course, everything
come
does.
Come on, then what the hell?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Come
you're
on,
a dude.
Money over
you
everything.
Totally go over the money. Are you kidding me?
You're damn right.
It's funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. Riggs and Allie rewind.
I got up and I thought, what Packer shirt am I going to wear? I'm like, well, I guess it's a sweatshirt today. So I threw on my Packer sweatshirt, and then I'm like, guess I need a coat over that because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Packers-Bears game, did you hear about the big Chicago restaurant that's making its way into our area?
No.
Lots of people drive down to Chicago just to eat this. We already had Portillo's come up. That was a big deal when it started.
Yeah.
They opened the ones here. And now they're going to bring Lou Malnati's, the pizza place.
I've heard so much about this place, but I've never been, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to one. I feel like we went with our boss. You sure we've never been to one?
We went to, with our boss, we went to Gino's and we went to Giordano's. He talked about Lou Malnati's. I don't think we went with our boss.
Maybe not. But it's one of those like three pizza places in Chicago. People love to get their deep dish pizza. So they decided they're going to open up in Wisconsin and bring one to Fox Point. So they have they said, we're officially moving forward. An early December opening. If you like the deep dish pizza, you want that in Wisconsin, you can just drive to Fox Point now.
Dude, you know.
But what were you going to say?
This means because... when Portillo's opened, I waited like 8 months.
And everybody did.
Because the lines were crazy, right? I went after 8 months and the damn lines were still crazy. Lou Malnati's lines are going to be nuts. The pizza's going to be good, I'm sure, but...
Yes.
It's going to also taste sweeter after the Packers win tonight, I'm just saying.
Exactly. After the Packers beat those Bears. Tonight is the game, baby. Go, Pack, go.
You're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
It's crazy to think today is September 5th. 2019. Mac Miller died on the 7th of 2018, September 7th. So this is very strange that this whole story broke yesterday because it's literally 1 year from when he bought the actual stuff that killed him. Mac Miller, who we lost to a drug overdose last September, like I just said, they have finally arrested the man that sold it to him. It's a 23-year-old guy in Hollywood, Hollywood Hills man. Probably supplied a lot of celebrities, quite frankly. And he gave him oxycodone, which was laced with fentanyl. He gave him cocaine and then Xanax. Those were the three things Mac Miller bought from him. This was all on September 5th, 2018. 2 days later, Mac was found dead at his home at the age of 26, Mac Miller. Ariana Grande still struggling with it, obviously, and has, because they were split up at the point at that time, but she was also engaged to Pete Davidson, and there was a whole lot going on at the time.
She'd been going through a little bit,
Yeah, so this guy's donezo.
Good.
And he even texted a friend, the drug supplier, right after Mac Miller's death saying, "I'm not great. Most likely I will die in jail." So he's worried about himself, as you can see. It's a classic, you don't really understand what you did. You're texting people, you're going to die in jail.
You just supplied drugs that killed somebody.
It's insane. Don't you think drug dealers are just thinking about money, though?
Oh, my God,
yes. They're not thinking about the fact that they could really kill someone.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make it okay. I'm just saying. They're not even thinking about that.
I'm just trying to pay my rent. Whatever they do with what I give them is... But no. And this is good. The drug suppliers should be put in jail like this.
They're killing people and they're supplying opioids and all these things that...
Exactly.
Because that's the problem with Hollywood. They have access to everything.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of drug dealers for these celebrities that they stick to.
We talk about them all the time. Sad.
All the people in rehab. We see the deaths, and Mac Miller's was really sad.
Finally, though, some justice hopefully on the horizon.
Yes, they have arrested this man, Cameron Jams Pettit, 23, for giving Mac Miller the drugs.
All right.
He's done.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I have a question for you, Gibbons, because I heard a story yesterday that blew my mind.
What's up?
Now, I'm a little more sensitive to these things because I've been cheated on. So I know how it feels when there's like another person involved.
Yes.
My friend Tim, very good friend of mine, calls me and he says, I got to talk to you. I really need your opinion because you've been cheated on. So that's why he called me.
He's the expert.
He's like, well, I don't want to be the expert, but he's like, I just want to know how you feel about this if you think I'm overreacting. I said, what's the problem? And he said, well, you know, he's like, remember my ex-wife? She works in a school. Our kids go to that school.
Uh-huh.
And the guy she had the affair with in that school.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
And now one of the kids wants to do an extracurricular activity where the guy who slept with his ex-wife is going to be there in charge of them.
Hold.
And he lost his mind. And he called me and he said, do you think I'm out of line? And I said, hell.
Oh, no.
I would be furious. And the lack of compassion that you get sometimes from people that cheat are like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And so it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, so you know, they get along fine.
Him and his ex
don't have problems. But he called me. He's like, I can't even believe that I had to say I don't want the kid having anything to do with the guy you had an affair with.
No, and like
that led to the end of our marriage. Like, and he said his ex-wife was just like, what's the big deal?
Oh, shut.
I was blown away. I go, yeah. I go, I'm used to the. You can text in to 71037. You can always call 414-799-1037 because I basically was like, you can't. It sucks, but I honestly don't know what you could do in this situation. I don't really. Well, you can forbid it, but if the mom's like, our kids are going to do what they're going to do in the school, does that make sense?
So
my friend Tim got cheated on. They split.
Yeah.
They have a great relationship, co-parenting, until the mom had no problem with the guy she cheated with being in charge of the kid in an extracurricular activity.
Okay.
And that's when the dad lost his mind. So I just want to make sure I made that clear.
Yes.
Because if it was the opposite, I would be insane. And I told him that. I said, I would lose it. I would say, because my friend Tim's like, what would you say? I said, I would just say, I said, listen, Tim, I'm crazy. That's what I said to him.
Yes.
I said, in fairness, I'm insane. So I would say something like, you know, listen, you've made enough choices that have affected this family and our children.
Yeah.
You don't get to make these decisions anymore because you're incapable of making a good choice, especially with this bozo you slept with. So then I said, but don't say that.
Here's what I would say.
I'm crazy, but don't say that. I said, the problem is that you don't have a lot of power here, especially if you're not at the school, you know? So this kind of went, and then he kind of said, well, should I tell the 12-year-old?
Yes. Oh, 12 years old.
So that's really pivotal. And I, like, cause just like, don't do this because this guy sucks. I said, absolutely not. So then I said, you can't tell the kids anything. The kids cannot know. They can never know. They'll figure it out on their own when they're older.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it right now. I said, but just do not, whatever you do in your moment of anger, say a thing to the kids, because what you're really doing is trying to punish your ex, and and then you just punish everyone, including the kid.
Now,
you know?
Does the kid have an interest in this extracurricular activity, or is the ex kind of forcing the kid into it?
No, the kid just wants to do it. So it makes it awkward, because
very
you don't
awkward.
Want your kid in this activity with the teacher being someone who screwed your ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could you imagine?
Seriously.
I would lose it. People are texting in.
Dude.
The kid shouldn't have to suffer for the mom's mistake. Well, the kid doesn't need to know.
Yeah,
the
true.
The kid won't know the difference is my point. It's the...
But it's
his kid. Like, Tim's like, that's my child.
And now
I've got to... This is how much crap we eat when people have affairs. Because there's people like that are still together with the person. I would be insane.
I know someone personally.
If my ex was still with the chickie, I would be a lunatic still. Six years wouldn't have done it justice, okay? So we're getting so many texts right now. They're saying, I'd be mad AF, but not the kid's fault. Is there a different coach? I asked that. Nope, not a different coach for this extracurricular activity. Somebody else said, not the kid's fault. The ex-wife's a hoe. Oh, my God.
All right, let's play a song here.
Okay, play a song because the phones are blowing
up.
So we'll, you can help me with this problem next, what I got to tell Tim, because I think I talked him off the ledge. But this is a hard. This is hard. It's a hard one to swallow.
I can't even fathom.
And the lack of compassion you get from the person who cheated, which I've been there. They get, what's the big deal?
Come in.
I remember, like, the woman who slept with my ex-husband wrote on a picture of my... She wrote on a picture of Owen right after they had the affair on Facebook. I went, are you out of your damn mind? You don't come near my children, you lunatic.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, so that was nothing. I can't imagine her having to teach my kids. Oh, my God. Or, like, be... Could you imagine? The text lines and stuff people are saying.
So much.
I'd stomp a bee. Oh, my God. You guys are so funny, dude.
They keep it real. Our listeners keep it almost too real sometimes. God bless you.
It says, my ex is still... Here's another text. My ex is still with one of the guys. One of the guys she cheated on me with. And they just had a kid. By the way, we have a four-year-old. That would be tough. Like, I can't imagine them staying together. That would drive me insane. Louise. So let's go get some opinions on, should Tim just let it go? He feels like he shouldn't. He doesn't want this guy around his kid. I get it, but what are you going to do? You have no power in a way. You don't want to tell the kid.
Yeah, I mean.
What are we going to go do first, Meredith?
Let's talk to Meredith.
All right, Meredith, girlfriend.
Yeah, so coming from, I'm a child of divorced parents and both remarried. It worked out great for me, but my parents, my mother and my father, do not get along.
Uh-huh.
And I can honestly say that the one thing they have always agreed on is me. What's best for me, you know,
right.
Mental, academic, and everything.
Right. That's great.
I saw a psychologist going through a lot of anxiety, and I had a lot of anxiety growing up, and I have to say that the parents have to remember, no matter how stupid they can be, no matter how stupid and idiotic they don't think about this, they have to check in with the child. If the child says, they're okay with it, or...
Well, they don't want... They're not going to tell the child. You can't tell the kid that.
Yeah. Not at 12.
You can't be like, Mommy screwed that guy when we were married. Like, you can't say that to a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
you can't. And you shouldn't.
And the thing is that if the kid shows any signs of behavior or anything that they think is a little bit cause of this, they need to take the kid and say, hey, okay, this is what's going on. We want to know, are you okay? How do you feel? Like, regardless of what's going on and how our feelings are going on, we need you to tell us what's going on. Are you okay with this? Because if you are not, we will put a stop to this whole thing and we will work it out ourselves. But we want to make sure you're okay. Because if the child's not okay, then, hello.
Yeah. Well, I just say, the kid doesn't even get involved in that decision. That's between the parents at that point, because you don't want them to know anything. I love some of these texts. Somebody said,
thanks for calling, Meredith.
It's not fair to punish the kid and not let him do the extracurricular activity because the mom couldn't keep her legs closed. Oh, my God.
True.
You know, my friend Tim was really upset because he said, I can't believe the lack of compassion. But I said, I went through this for years. That's where all the anger comes from, is that they don't even understand the pain they've caused you.
It's cold,
and that they have no compassion. And they're like, what's the big deal? We split up. You're dating. I'm dating. Who cares? It's like, I could be remarried and I still don't want to see that hoe.
You know what
I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it, no matter what. So these texts, somebody else said, a coach with those kind of morals should not be directing children.
That is a fact, I think.
But you know how many people cheat? Let's keep 50% or something. Let's keep it real.
That's true.
The sad part is it's happening a lot more with people.
We got one text of 71037 that had me almost in tears reading it laughing. Can you imagine showing up every day to pick up your kid and watching that guy bleep his pants a little? It would be amazing.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
That's true. You'd have to look at somebody every day. So I don't know. I mean, I told Tim, don't say a word to your kid.
Yeah, I would keep
that. You may
that.
Have to eat it. And he agreed, yes, I'm just angry. And I said, I don't know what to tell you about the kid doing the extracurricular activity with the guy that, I mean, the phones are still blowing up. What did Rose want?
Let's talk to Rose.
Rose, girl, what you got?
So my husband kind of went through this with his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he stayed with the guy and everything like that, and school did come up. But what I would say is, if the child is going into this curriculum activity, why doesn't the parent, him, call the school and... He doesn't really even have to call the school, but just be there. Just be there more frequently. you know, where he shows up, become the assistant, you know, just down there to watch.
Okay, yeah, wait, no. See, here's the problem. I got cheated on. I don't want to show up all the time if that chick's there. Like, I don't even want to be around that chick. Like, I get it. You want him to look you in the eyes and have to face it, but at the same time, you do want him to look you in the face. You want to be like, bring it. Come on, look at me. Look at me. You had fun screwing my significant other. Look at me.
I'm looking at you like that, and this is freaking you. Really are.
I'm scaring you.
I didn't screw your ass.
I should start a service where I show up for people and scare the hell out of them.
Okay, can I tell you the God's honest truth? Rose, thanks for the call. Allie?
Yes, I'm sorry, Rose. We gotta go.
You just convinced me I slept with your ex.
I'm crazy.
Allie, I didn't sleep with your ex-husband. I swear to God. I'm sweating right now thinking I might have slept with Allie's ex-husband. I didn't do it, dude. I promise.
You need a lesson in intimidation.
Holy Christ.
It's all about how you look at somebody and talk to them. I'm telling you.
Oh, I know.
I love all the texts, by the way. People love Tim. Tim seems like a great guy. Send him my way. People know Tim's single.
Amen.
Tim is not single. No. But not the point. They've moved on, both of them. But he just doesn't want his kid around the guys that slept with his ex-wife.
So I don't blame him at all.
Text to 71037. We appreciate all your feedback. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
I just got to say. Thank you for all your texts and calls. It was a hell of a topic, wasn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Hell, it triggered me. And it's not even my story.
I told Allie after we played the song, I said, feel my chest. Feel how warm I got instantly. Because I was just
stressed out. We always post a show online after. Yep. You can go listen at 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. If you ever miss anything or you want the juice, here's my hell to the gnaw. Anyone that has the guts to text this radio station and write, go Bears.
Allie.
Screw you.
Allie.
Yes.
I don't want to piggyback off of what you just said, but I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said. I'm walking around the office, right? I got my Packers jersey on. I'm loud and I'm proud. And I turn a corner and I hear somebody say, go Bears. So, hold on.
See, I'm getting triggered.
I track the mofo down, right? He's hiding in a corner as he should be. I lifted him up from the corner by the back of his scruffy little neck and I looked him in the eye and I said, hey, buddy, I got three words for you. Go Pack, go, baby. And he was like, and I,
who said that? Was it the guy in the building across the hall?
You know who it was. You know it was that. That's all I had
He's
to say.
Lucky
to
I like him because I can't even call him a bad name.
Oh.
I was going to make fun of him, but I like him too much. You know what? Screw him. He's got a Bears jersey on.
Yeah, he does, the son of a biscuit. Screw that guy.
Hey, Tony, you suck.
Yeah, guess what? And the Bears still suck, Tony.
You suck.
Hear that?
71037, text in your hell to the gnaws. Did you have anything happen yesterday that was a hell to the gnaw? Did you? Did you?
I had a great
day
yesterday.
That was it. It was the guy with the Bears
stuff.
And
it was first thing in the freaking morning, dude.
That sucks.
We were like the only two in the building because we get here insanely early. And I was like, this son of a...
Somebody wants to know, where are you going to watch the game, Gibbons, since yesterday we talked about this?
I believe, and I'm pretty...
They texted in.
I'm pretty sure that Pottery Guy, I almost said Packer Guy, Pottery Guy and I have planned a Packer party at Allie's house for later today.
He texted me, he goes, are you really having a party? He texted me last night, I said, no. I said, I'll have people over, but don't think I'm hosting a bunch of people. I said, I'm fine if people show up. Don't expect me to cook anything. Don't expect me to... I'm not interested in throwing a hell. My parents are leaving at 6.
Uh-huh.
And then there's no time, okay?
What I told him was, and I swear to God, verbatim, I said, we're going to turn her house into a frat house. We're going nuts, baby. It's Thirsty Thursday.
I turned it into a frat house anyway. Don't you know I'm living my best life?
Oh, yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Somebody texted in.
Don't.
My dog woke me up at 3 a.m. by puking on my carpeted floor. Oh, always on the carpet.
Always.
That's like when my kids, this is a classic kid one too, they'll be standing in the bathroom right by the toilet. And they still puke on the rugs. I'm like, stop. And I'm literally, the kid's puking. I'm pushing him. I'm pushing him as he's vomiting.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, head in the toilet.
Dude, with my dog, there's been a time where he's about to puke on the carpet. I go to move him over to the hardwood floor. And when I lift him up to move him, he just comes out. And I'm just like,
oh God. More text at 71037. They said, my coworker who sits next to me is a Bears fan, likes to talk about them nonstop. Hell to the no. God.
Yeah.
Damn. It says, when you're listening to the old school weekend on Kiss FM, you hear Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And she's younger than you. Hell to the no. If you can believe it, like toxic, all those were over 20, like 25 years ago.
Oh
almost,
my God.
Because it was 97. So think about that. Well, not over 25, but close. I mean, that's insane.
Allie's math skills.
No,
it was in 97. That was 25 years.
I am so honest about my math skills. I don't have them. I don't like math. Don't ask me. Yesterday, my dad was asking me, what's da da da? And I go, Dad, don't ask me. I'm getting out my calculator. I don't do math.
There's one math so nerd in this studio, and it's me.
It's not me.
Oh my God.
There's no Goodwill Hunting up in here. That's all given.
You're damn
I'm
right.
I'm not doing any equations.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're all living our best life. Apparently, I'm throwing a Packer party tonight I didn't know about. Thanks to Gibbons and Pottery Guy who have teamed up against me. Which I don't find very amusing.
We're not teaming up against you. You're living your best life.
I just got a text from my friend Callie.
Oh, God.
She said, oh, you're having a party. What should I bring? I said, come on, girl.
Bring it.
Oh, living my best life. That's drop your parents at the airport at 5:30. Run back to your house and get your party on. Living my best life.
It's a beautiful life. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny. How are you living your best life?
Allie.
What?
I thought it being Throwback Thursday would be like the highlight of my living my best life today. Nope. And then Packers' first game of the season. I thought that would be it. Nope. Dude, Zaffiro's just bought us pizza. We're having pizza for breakfast in the studio.
Because it's game day. You got to have pizza.
Living my best life.
Zaffiro's is so good. Mm. My kid's birthday party was on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson, we had a 6th birthday party at Marcus Theaters. And the pizza is Zaffiro's.
Oh, my God.
And so the pizza comes out. My parents are in town. My dad goes, it's Zaffiro's? My dad doesn't even live here. I go, hell yeah, it's Zaffiro's. Daddy goes, yeah, baby.
So good.
Because we've been to Zaffiro so many times on the east side, at the theater. It's so awesome.
I love Zaffiro's.
Somebody texted in to 71037. Getting a raise after only working at a place for a month. Oh, yeah.
Boom. There you go.
Living your best life.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, my God. Gibbons, why did your friend's wife flip out on you, dude?
Dude, okay.
Are you putting your nose where it didn't belong?
Maybe, honestly, and quite possibly, I'll ask your opinion, Allie.
Okay, what happened?
I come from New Jersey, which you guys know. And in New Jersey, when we're playing around with our friends, just joking, we will be downright mean. How you and I are, Allie, with Riggs. I can say things to my friends.
It's like sisters and brothers.
Yes, that any outsider will see as mean or mean-spirited, but my friend knows it's just us messing around, right?
Right.
So my friend Mario back in New Jersey.
Mario, a New Jersey name.
Uh-huh. He bought tickets, VIP tickets, to a concert in Atlantic City, the Jersey Shore, right? On the beach, a bunch of bands, and Blink-182 was the headlining act, right?
Okay.
You know Blink-182.
Of course I know Blink-182, yes.
VIP, where he's got like a canopy they can chill under. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It's a great deal, right?
Fun.
So I hit him up. I go, dude, how was the show? I saw a couple pictures you posted. I was super jealous. He goes, well, we left right before Blink played. I went... You left before the headliner played, dude? I go, what are you, a Sissy Lala? And I'm being kind when I say Sissy Lala. That's not what I was...
You left before the headliner?
I go, how much did you pay for those tickets? He goes, well, I paid $200 for mine and $200 for my wife, Rosie's. I went... Mario, you paid $400 and you left before the headliner?
Is he rich?
No, not at
all.
That's
the worst part.
He goes, dude, we got to see everybody we wanted to see. I went, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You left before the headliner.
Well, maybe they didn't want to see Blink-182. If they saw other people, they did.
They wanted to see Blink-182.
So then wait, you're saying you're looking at me like they definitely did. So you get to the juice. Why was he saying he didn't then?
I don't know, but I go, dude, I'm ashamed of you. End of story. And I don't text him back, right?
So you're saying it was his wife's fault. Is that where you're going with this?
My phone rang.
I was
not
gonna
a
say.
Text, a phone call.
Ooh.
And it's Mario, who I have not spoken to on the phone since I was 15 years old.
Well, I haven't spoken to some of my best friends on the phone in years because who calls each other anymore?
And I pick it up and I go, Mom, what do you want? And it's his wife. And she goes, listen, let me tell you a thing or two about what married life is like.
Oh,
are you married?
Oh.
And I go, no, I'm not. And she goes, well, let me tell you how married life is. She's screaming, "We're at the concert. I was very hot. It was a long day. I didn't want to get overheated, so I wanted to leave. And guess what, Ryan?" And I'm going at this point. I'm sweating probably like I am right now.
Because Mario's wife's lighting you up.
I go, "What, Rosie?" She goes, "And Mario, being my husband, richer or poorer, sicker in health and in sickness, he was by my side. And when I wanted to leave, he stayed with me like a good husband
should." Yeah, but he didn't want to. This is what you're thinking.
It's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he did that, but he didn't want to.
And I go, can I please talk to Mario?
And, like, I don't want to get involved.
And Mario gets back on the phone, and I go, I'm hyperventilating.
Is every man afraid of their wife? What's going on? Is every guy afraid of their wife? This is not every guy.
Most. So I go, "Dude, is what she just said true?" And he goes, "Yes."
Oh,
just like that. And
Jesus.
I went, "All right, dude, you have fun with that. I got to go." And I hung up. And now I'm like,
oh, marriage grand.
She reamed me out.
At the end of the day, and you can text us 71037. At the end of the day, they bought the tickets.
Yes.
It's their money. But what do you care what they, it's not, at the end of the day, it is none of your business if they wasted their money on something stupid. You can tell them they're stupid because I would. I'd be like, you wasted your money. You're being stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time,
I was just giving my buddy a hard time.
It's their $400 if they were going to be dumb about it, you know.
I didn't expect his wife to freak out, and she did. It was, it was uncomfortable.
Somebody texted in and said, "I went to see Jason Aldean only to see Kane Brown, the opener. We left before Jason Aldean even came on. They said it was the best decision ever." Somebody said, "The wife's a biatch. The nerve to snap on you. What a waste of money."
Thank you. Someone's got my back.
There you go. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're wearing our Packer gear.
You're damn
so
right.
Now we feel like we're just gearing up for the game tonight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the Packer party might begin at about 10:05 this morning. I'm just saying.
So yeah, the coach, Matt LaFleur,
he is a hot dude.
Oh, God, is that guy good looking.
As my mom, Mama G, would say, a one fine piece of chicken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or as my grandma would have said back in the day, God rest her soul, Ruth.
Small Ruthie.
Grandma Ruth. She would say, "He can park his shoes next to my bed any day." She used to say that all the time.
Grandma
boots
Ruth.
Boots next to my bed, whatever.
Grandma Ruthie, you slut. All
right. Frank and Ruth. Frank and Ruth.
Those are your Jersey grandparents,
those are my
right?
Jersey grandparents, my dad's parents. Don't they sound like Jersey?
All right, Pete.
Touching
people.
Your heart.
I swear to God.
You're the good old Jersey.
Hearing about this, those names and where they're from, it brings me such joy.
Oh, man. Well, here's the one question the coach of the Packers is over. He said, "Stop asking about the audible." Because he had made a statement that Aaron Rodgers should have more freedom to make audibles, changes. Which, mark my words, when I started here 15 years ago at Kiss FM, and we were talking, I remember we were on the phone with like Donald Driver every week. He would be on the show when he was playing. And he would call in and they would always talk about audibles. And I remember being in my boss's office one day going, "Somebody tell me what the hell an audible is." Like, because, you know, I didn't really didn't know. I was 25 and I didn't watch a lot of football.
Do you know now what an audible is?
I know what it is. It's when you change it up, right? You decide to change things. I get it. It's an audible. You're changing.
Good for you. Don't sports well, but that was a hell of a...
Well, that was 15 years ago. I said, "Someone tell me what this word means." I'll never forget it.
But that was back then when you were full of hope.
And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And excitement and energy and all that. So, of course, I remember because I remember having to ask at the time what it meant. But he said he's sick of people asking. He goes, "Just let it go. I said I would let you know we were going to do it, but now it's all anyone asks me is, are you going to let him do audibles?" I already answered this.
It was a giant bone of contention though, because with the new coach comes a new, you know, the new plays and stuff, and they're like, "Well, are you going to stick to the playbook?" Let number 12 do what number 12 does. He literally, this guy, Aaron Rodgers, is the only quarterback I've ever seen in my lifetime that can hike the ball, right?
Yep.
And then just run all over. And when everything goes haywire, he just runs to the sideline, throws it as far as he can down the field, and everybody catches it every time.
Well, and am I the only one who believes in their heart that Aaron Rodgers had a total say in who that new coach was?
Oh, absolutely.
Aaron Rodgers is the Giannis. It's like... You got to ask Rodgers who he wants as the coach. I'm sorry. You just do.
He's Giannis, but he has a Super Bowl ring as well, so he's even
That's
above
Giannis. That's what I'm
Giannis.
Saying. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so important that they almost would have to have a say in it because you want him to work with somebody good.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I have to say?
Go Pack, go! Woo! Yes. Mm-hmm. Love it. Tonight's the big game.
Yes.
If you don't have cable, just come over to my house like Gibbons is.
If you don't have cable, it's on NBC.
I'm here to save everyone.
Packer party at Allie.
Shut up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know,
in case you missed it the first time.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Happy first Packer game day.
The 100th season of the NFL, the NFL's oldest rivalry, the best rivalry in sports, if you're asking my humble opinion.
Let's do this.
We're going to whoop that bear behind.
So ready. All right, so now's where we talk about what we learned on the show. So I learned that Gibbons puts his nose where it doesn't belong.
Sometimes.
He was making fun of his friend back in Jersey,
yeah,
who bought tickets that cost $400 total,
yeah,
to go to a festival where Blink-182 was the headliner, and they left before Blink-182 went on. So Gibbons opened his big mouth, made fun of the guy, and said, oh, your wife's, you know, implied it was his wife's fault.
Yep.
And then the wife went off on Gibbons, which I thought was hysterical.
She called me. I was texting my friend. The phone rang, and it was him. But it wasn't him. It was his wife. I was having heat stroke. Mind your damn business.
Don't you love
business.
It? So when they called, was he just saying whatever she wanted to hear, or do you think he really...
She was on the phone. I got him on the phone afterwards, and I said, I was flustered. Did that really happen? He went,
flustered.
Yep. And I went, you have fun with that. And I hung up, and I haven't talked to
you
him since.
You haven't talked to him since.
Nope.
You're like, not my problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy that marriage. What did you learn on the show today, Gibbons?
I learned that, and I'm pretty sure this is now officially, like, on the record. It's on the air. It's kind of even in writing.
Oh, God. What?
There's an official...
Jesus Christ.
Packers party.
No, there's not.
At Allie's house.
No, there's not.
This evening.
Fine. Here's my address. My address is 3246789956. West.
West.
34216.
I think I figured it out. I think I know where you live now.
I was trying to get one of those crazy ass like country addresses.
W14963 N1545 number 3 in Oconomowoc, unit 4A345.
Not to be confused with Delafield.
Oh my God.
Look. Whatever.
Packers
I'll see
party.
You tonight, bitch.
Oh God, what did you learn?
I told you, learned that you
good.
Put your nose in everybody's business.
Okay, we covered all the bases. I got excited. I got excited. It's Packers time now.
So funny. Well, go Pack Go!
Go Pack Go!
Happy Throwback Thursday, everyone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.